nothing heard. So, as a reminder, in the event of any emergency, OregonGMRS.org will designate a net control on this repeater. Please visit Amron.com to learn about the Amron protocol for emergencies, and visit the Amron YouTube page as a great resource for staying up to date with emergency communication, the latest radio and equipment reviews, and digital comms. Explore and define your radio communication skills, friends, now more than ever. This is week 230 of the Amron Net. Amron stands for the American Readout Radio Operators Network and is a nationwide disaster preparedness network made up of radio operators who are here to help during times of emergency and civil defense. And I spell Amron, A-M-R-R-O-N, right? The goal of this net is to equip all citizens in Southern Oregon with the ability to receive and share information during a disaster or extended communications outage. To further that goal, it's important for you to be able to get and assimilate local, regional, national, and worldwide news in situations that may affect you when radio may be the only form of communication you have. Great. Lastly, you should cultivate relationships with like-minded neighbors using the Channel 3 project, which is GMRS, FRS Channel 3, MERS Channel 3, CB3, and on Ham Simplex 146.420. That is designated as part of the Amron 3 project for all you licensed ham operators. So I encourage you to switch channels on your radio and participate at the end of this net. This is only a practice net. To learn more about Amron, visit www.amron.com. Also, be sure to visit your local Amron webpage at www.soamron.com for local information, as well as the early check-in form located on the main page. Great. For Amron or radio, any questions that are not answered during this net or on the websites, and to sign up for the Amron Intelligence Report via email, email us at sogmrsnet@gmail.com. Let me say that again. That is sogmrsnet@gmail.com. We are family friendly. I want anyone with a GMRS license to feel free to talk, including the children. The only expectation we have is courtesy, patience, and helpfulness. Okay, to help you with your radio skills, the net word of the week is set to help you with receiving and passing accurate messages, which is very hard to do. This word is a Bible verse, and as a reminder, you're not required to participate in the Word of the Week if you don't want to. And to save time, please avoid discussing it, but I'd like you to get ready to write this down. Great. The net word for this week is James 4:17, and I say again, the net word of the week is James 4:17, and I spell that J-A-M-E-S and the figures 4:17. Great.